everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday.
Why
we'll talk all sorts
so
of things.
Many
politics, especially with what's going on.
Songs about rainbows.
Parenting, arts,
religion. And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions.
With respect to Kermit the Frog, this is my favorite version of Rainbow Connection. And how about you, Chief? Are you a big Willie Nelson fan?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
What other kind of music do you like?
Country music is always good listening. I also, like little U2, a little bit of Dave Matthews Band, and anything is always good listening. So
sure. So hey, so before the break, we mentioned that the Christmas parade has been moved to Sunday, December 4th, away from the traditional date of the previous, the Sunday following Thanksgiving. And that was a 60-year tradition, but in the statement from the city is, we must consider lessons learned as we move forward from last year's tragic event. Notably, the parade route is now a closed perimeter-based route. The city has also enhanced the special event permitting process to balance the event objectives and what can be supported by the Waukesha staff while being fiscally responsible. You are getting federal funds for technology and training and equipment, which is also helpful. And, what would you like to add to that, Joe?
I can tell you that we are spending a lot of time on staff hours and being prepared, ensuring that we're creating a great environment. We've great history right now of two great parades that we were able to put on that were very safe, secure, and successful. And that's the most important thing is that we have a chance, all of our parades commemorate great things. Most important one in my mind, our Memorial Parade that memorializes those people that gave their lives in war. We had a great parade. It was safe. It was an opportunity for the community to come together and memorialize those things. Fourth of July, by far and away, one of my most favorite parades. I usually take our antique fire engine in that parade. Great just watching all the kids get their bikes decorated, getting ready for it, celebrating our country. By far and away, one of the proudest moments.
Neat. So I was gonna ask, one of the other big developments is we have a new venue for the fireworks. And I was out last night with some friends at the Tap Yard, and they were talking about what a great venue that was. How did, from a fire safety perspective, how did that work for you guys?
Chief Howard, after many years of us running it up at the fairgrounds, really we had had a number of problems with the combination of debris falling onto the airfield, and also some years of our drier years where we had ended up getting some of the marshland going from the fire. I think it was 4 years, 5 years ago when we stopped the fireworks show mid-show just because it wasn't able to have a safe landing area. We've returned. It actually is a return back to where the fireworks used to always be, by the Toboggan Hill. We're able to do a little bit lower level show that doesn't quite have the same size, but yet we're still able to produce a great show. I think everybody that was out this year saw a great show. Unfortunately, the rain pushed it back a week, but we still had a great time. So.
Great. Yeah, I look forward to it next year. Unfortunately, I was out of town this year, so I really want to be back for the parade and the fireworks on 4th of July. Hey, I want to go back to a question about your Eastern Kentucky University experience. Did you ever rub Daniel Boone's foot for good luck?
Absolutely. On the way to every one of my finals, you stopped by in front of Keen Johnson. Also, my senior year at Eastern Kentucky University as a student body president. So we commemorated a brand new library in my year I was there. So my name is on the side of the library for at least amount of hours spent in the building. So
you have a legislative or a political background.
Yes, yes.
So if you retire, could we see, Hoffman for mayor or county executive?
I always enjoy politics. I enjoy watching. I enjoy learning. I enjoy all aspects of it. So
and do the any of the members of the team refer to you as Colonel because school nickname?
No. All just for good solid Joe. Joe is a great way to refer to me. So
that's it. Morning Joe, right?
Yes.
Don, do you mind if I ask a question?
Johnny, Joe? Please chime in anytime.
Joe, tell us a little bit about home safety and things that you can do from a perspective of keeping your domicile safe and the people inside of it. And then, if we've got time here, touch a little bit on vehicle safety.
Absolutely.
What you can do to keep your vehicle and others safe there.
Number one most important thing is that everybody in your home knows what to do when I like to refer to us as the agency of last resort. When you don't know what else to do, you've got to call that number, 911. So make sure, sure. That your children in your home and everybody in the home has got access. You know, obviously we've got a lot of homes that no longer have landline phones. So ensuring that you're able to, that somebody can call for help, whether running to a neighbor's house, knowing and helping. So number one, most important thing, call for help.
Okay.
Number two, have a smoke detector. Working smoke detectors save lives. It's your early notification when there's a fire in your home or there's a problem in your home that you need assistance. And having that smoke detector not only be a smoke detector, but a carbon monoxide
there
detector.
There you go.
So that they're married together so that we can also ensure that that silent killer does not catch up to you.
Is there an anniversary date, Joe, that you're supposed to replace those batteries? What is that again?
Change your clock, change your battery. So
there it is.
Every year, you know, in the spring and fall, you take that chance to swap out that battery. Even those people in our community that have a electric smoke detector still has a battery backup. So when you lose power into your house, at night, you know, whether a storm blows through or something else, that battery is still in there to make sure that you're safe when you're still at home.
Sounds good. And the vehicle stuff?
Vehicles, I can't say enough. Having a cell phone so you can call for help.
Yep.
Having some way to maybe break a window inside the inside of your car. You know, having blankets, you know, being prepared for, you know, this is Wisconsin. I love the weather today. I would love this part of the day. But unfortunately, that minus 30 degrees is coming not too far away. So making sure you're prepared for the winter weather and, you know, getting out and taking care.
All right. Hey, so good question with the batteries. Like, I would venture to guess that most residents, whether it's Waukesha or wherever, don't change their batteries every year. What do you do to try to promote that? Or
so if anybody, you know, a lot of our residents have newer homes and maybe some of our older residents that maybe don't feel comfortable getting up on the ladder. If you can call into our non-emergency line at our Fire Prevention Bureau, 262-524-3648. Our Fire Prevention Bureau will either schedule a time so that we can come out either with an engine company to help you make that difference and keep you safe in your home. You know, the other thing I would be remiss if I didn't talk about, one of our big passionate pushes from our Chief Howard, is that you close your door when you sleep at night. You know, a lot of people for many years thought you were safer because if I leave my door open, I'm going to be able to see the smoke come in or I'm going to smell the smoke. Study time after time again, studies have shown that the smoke will overcome you. You'll start not being able to wake up. And then, so if you close your door, and if you got a minute today, get on the internet, type in and close your door before you doze. Watch a video. It's amazing even what a hollow core door will do to keep you safe in a fire. You'll see a totally burnt out room.
Door.
Yeah, any door will do to keep you safe in your bedroom when you're sleeping at night.
Okay. Wow, that's a great point. So, you know, last night I was at the Tap Yard and I ran into Paul and Lori Fabian. Lori is an attorney here downtown. Lori serves on the Waukesha Visitors and Convention Bureau with me, and Paul I used to serve on the IT board with, so we know them well, and it's just great. And Jeff Fortin was there last night from the city planning. You know, in this city that's, you know, they talk about small Waukee, you know, Waukesha has, as big as it is, there is that small, everyone knows each other. Is there an advantage that, you know, for fire safety that something, I mean, we have neighborhood watch for police. Is there any kind of neighborhood, you know, advice you have for, you know, connecting neighbors, communicating neighbors about fire safety and looking out for each other?
You know, I can't say enough. Take care of your neighbors. I mean, that's, get to know who's next to you. There's a lot of times that's what's going to be helpful. Just this week before last, we had an individual at a cardiac events and their neighbor noticed the problem, saw them outside. They unfortunately tipped over, had a sudden cardiac event, and neighbor, by paying attention to each other, by taking care of it, the extended arms of our community coming together. We work well with our law enforcement partners, you know, neighborhood watch groups. We'll be happy to come out and meet with them, provide not only some of our law enforcement partners will take care of and provide some great law safety messages in their environment, but we'd also happy to come out and talk about fire safety.
Sounds great.
So
that's terrific. So what were you going to say again, Johnny? You had an idea about a question.
I was just wondering if you wanted to do a fundraiser with us in the radio station the radio station and the fire department.
That's what
everybody's got this a vision of these athletic firefighters, and I'm just wondering, you know, would that be something that you folks want to get interested in?
We a couple of years back, we were very active with Hawes. We had done a couple calendars with them. We're always willing to help out where we can. Our local 407, which is our firefighters union, is very active in the community, has a number of efforts, and it would be, you know, happy to help out.
Okay, that sounds great.
I love that. So what are your plans for this weekend, Joe?
My plans for this weekend is to sit back and relax. I wasn't home at all last night, so my wife has made it very clear that I will be working the grill today and got to get the grass cut and live my ordinary weekend. So
I love it. Yeah, because you showed me a text of a friend of yours that was working on a smoked pork shoulder.
Yes. That,
are you going to get any part of that action?
A couple family members coming over, but he promised me that there will probably be enough left over for maybe a little visit on Sunday and maybe a little cold something and a little bit of leftover pork. So
that sounds terrific.
Wow, yummy.
Yes. Yeah, that really sounds great. So now, it's going to be a hot day, feels like it already. And you mentioned, you know, we also get that minus 10 weather in the winter. In what season are there more fire events?
Every season has it. You know, truly the fire problem, and, you know, we look at it. We look at it in days of the week, hours of the day, times of year. It is truly an unpredictable event. Nobody plans to ever have a fire. So that's why It's so important that people try to, you know, leave it in their mind. They always try to live a safe lifestyle. And
you bring up a good point, because one thing that's unique to Wisconsin, I think, is you could have a day like today where it's like 85 and someone wants to light the fire pit in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Good fire pit safety tips.
Good fire pit safety tips. Number one, you can go to our website, go to the city's website. The city does have an ordinance that tells you what safe burning is allowed. Should be about 10 to 15 feet away from any housing or your garage or
combustibles.
Combustible material. Thank you. You should have a hose line or some way to put the fire out so something bad happened. And that the winds should be down below 10 miles per hour.
And don't start your fire with gas.
Never start your fire with Boy Scout fluid.
Yes. No. Yes. Okay.
Never. Gas is a horrible thing because it's the flammability come back on you.
Hey, so I can hear Willie's voice, which means we're coming to a close here, but wanted to thank everyone for joining us. Wanted to thank Assistant Chief Joe Hoffman with Waukesha Fire Department. James Santella is on next with Morning Cannolis. And my usual message to end the show, I'm going to give it over to Joe Hoffman because he's more specialized. What is it? Safety
is everybody's